Okay. Let's see. I know we have something planned this week. But what show is this? Oh, wait a second. Yes. It isn't that one. Is it Top Gear? No. I'm not Jeremy Clarkson. Oh, yes. Wait a second. Yes. I remember now. It's Media Network Plus. And you know what? It is the last show for 2016. And you know what that means.
I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they won't play this new song. It's not that it's or controversial, just that the ing words are awfully strong. You can't say on the radio or. You can't even say I'd like to you someday, unless you're a doctor with a very large. So I bet you they won't play this song on the radio. I bet you they dare-ing well program it. I bet you they're-ing old program directors will think it's a load of horse.
Yes, Eric Idle of Monty Python beginning today's edition of Media Network Plus from PCJ Radio International. A bit of an annual tradition where we take a listen to various radio bloopers, also some TV bloopers tossed in for good measure. Now, of course, if it is a TV blooper, it has to be, well, audio related. It can't be visual. If it was visual, you'd hear, well, you wouldn't hear anything, would you, I suppose? Anyway, thank you very much for joining us today. News, of course, is always a good source for slip-ups and flubs. And one thing about news, be it radio or television, is you certainly have to be prepared. Because if you're not prepared, things like this can happen.
John Myers, thanks very much indeed. It's 12:37. This is the Midday News on 5 Live. Yet another prison has been condemned for its poor conditions and treatment of inmates. The Chief Inspector of Prisons, Anne Owers, has called Dartmoor as bad as Camp X-Ray, with inmates being caged, degraded and abused. But the prison service manager in the southwest, Jerry Petherick, says they're starting to make changes. I'm sorry, that was clearly the wrong cue, the wrong audio. I do apologise, but there are some good prisons. Juliet Lyon is the director of...
I should mention that what just happened right now is something that's, well, more common than you may think. Our next clip is something that happened to me. Well, let me rephrase that. It's something that I caused to another newsreader. Going back to 1991... or 1990, I should say, I was freelancing for Radio Canada International. I was covering a story, and the producer of the show that followed the news said, look, I want you to call in live with your report. And I said, okay, fine. So they gave me a phone number. I found a call box, and at the right time, I called up. Well, the only thing I heard was somebody talking in the background, and then the phone hanging up. And I thought, well, maybe I dialed it incorrectly. I then dialed the number again, and I heard the phone pick up after two rings, then put down on a desk, somebody talking, as I was saying, hello, is anybody there, hello, and then the phone hung up again. And I thought, well, that was the news from Radio Canada International, maybe there was something wrong with the line, so I called back a third time. This time, I heard the line go dead after two rings. Well, eventually, I did get through. It wasn't until the day later, when I was walking on the third floor of Radio Canada International, I ran into Ian McFarland. The first thing Ian said to me after hello was, you ruined my newscast. And I was kind of wondering what he meant by that, and he said, go listen to the tape. So I went down to the master control room, listened to the logger tape from that day. Well, what had happened was the technician had left the phone in the studio, and it was going on air as I was calling up, including me yelling into the phone, hello, hello, hello. The final time the microphone went off, As Ian McFarlane decided to switch it off, there was about 10-second silence, and then all of a sudden he says, nobody else will interrupt my newscast today. Well, of course, this is something that does happen. So one thing you should remember if you work in radio, if you bring your phone into the studio, always turn off the ringer, or just, you know what, better thing, leave it outside, because something like this can happen.
BBC Radio 4, the news at 8 o'clock. The chairman of the Commons Committee investigating BBC allegations that the government exaggerated its evidence over Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction has accused the reporter involved, Andrew Gilligan. Apologise for this, somebody's left their telephone in the studio. So sorry. I'll start again. The chairman of the Commons Committee investigating BBC...
Now, getting back to what I was just talking about a moment ago, about being prepared. It does happen when you have a correspondent on the scene, they're giving you a description of what's going on and what people are saying. But what you have to remember is sometimes the person in the studio at the broadcast center may think that you have a guest who is ready to speak. But guess what? They say, we want to hear from somebody, and there's nobody nearby. And that could be rather embarrassing, not just for the person in the studio, but also for the person on the street.
This is too precarious. It isn't giving them the stability that they're used to, certainly in the French system, which, you know, where you have a job for life and the social security system looks after you, until your elder years. And they're saying that this just simply isn't good enough. And it's slave labour, they say, by the back door. And we've seen a lot of signs and slogans and banners to that effect today.
Have you got a student there that we can talk to? Very sorry, I think we might have heard something there we weren't supposed to hear.
Well, that is a bit of an understatement. There is something there that shouldn't have been aired. You can use your imagination on that one. Now, when reading the news, like I said earlier, you really need to be prepared. One thing that you should never do is throw away script that you will possibly still need.
From retaining his seat in the House of Lords.
You're actually not going to believe this, but I have just lost the rest of my news bulletin, which is... I think I may have thrown it in the bin. I do beg your pardon. Nope. So sorry, this is completely unprofessional. I have got loads of papers in front of me. But that's my... Right, I now have found it. I'm so sorry about that.
The other thing that's very important during a live program is making sure you know what you're talking about. Because you can have guests there and you say something... And then nobody has an idea of what you're talking about or what you just said. And that even sounds funnier.
I was just thinking, Nikki, comparing the two cities, how does Milan strike you?
Milan? Oh, well, I'm in Athens.
Sorry, what am I talking about? I've gone completely gaga.
But there are similarities.
In that you don't understand what anybody's saying there, Milan or in fact here.
Milan and Liverpool, there are similarities. Milan is a chic... fashion capital of the world, full of beautiful people.
Yeah.
And Liverpool is...
Is as well.
Steady. As well, yes.
Well, I was just... Do you know, I've just had a complete mental breakdown for a moment.
It's all right. I suddenly
thought you were in Milan.
You're overcome with red mist
this
morning.
I'm overcome with emotion.
Or how about this one, where this person thinks that Al-Qaeda is a man?
Well, I'm listening to the girls and I can see how you both feel, but I think Al-Qaeda is a lethally dangerous man. And I think that he would go for the Prince big time. So I have to think, could Prince Harry do something else towards this war than actually be out there? Because I think, I think they'd be out to kill him. So I think Qaeda needs to be found and buried forever, so to speak.
Now, I think that person needs a lesson. Very odd indeed. Now, the other thing that does happen, especially on radio, and also happens quite frequently on television, is you can have a guest, and maybe they have an accent. It could be from Scotland. And this is, of course, no offense to anybody who's Scottish. Well, not much of anyone, anyway. But it does happen, of course, that they could have an accent, and maybe the pronunciation of a word ends up sounding... like something else. Now, the correct word is current. Current, okay? But it sounds like another word that also begins with C and has four letters. Use your imagination on this one. If you don't figure it out, I'm certainly not going to tell you.
you can actually work out whether it's likely to be poisonous or not. When we were in Tibet, we came across what was obviously to us a black cat. Now, the locals knew gooseberry-like things and red cat-like things, but they'd never seen a black cat-like things. Yeah. So the locals were very wary, and we just stuffed ourselves.
They wouldn't eat it.
Because we knew that any currant, like any bramble-type plant, is edible. So if you know that, you don't usually make...
The only thing I will say is, yes. One of my favourite things about listening to a live news bulletin is, well, sometimes the editor will put a funny story in front of a very serious story, which is not a wise thing to do, because, well, this is what can happen.
The news at 11 o'clock. This is John Marsh. Safety campaigners have repeated their warnings about the dangers of fireworks after a prankster tried to launch a powerful rocket from his backside. The 22-year-old man suffered serious internal injuries when the Black Cat Thunderbolt rocket ignited during the bonfire night stunt at Monk Weirmouth in Sunderland. Education officials in Pakistan got a surprise when they went to inspect a school near Hyderabad. Instead of classes of pupils, they found... only chickens. The authorities say it appears to be used as a poultry production centre for the last 12 years. That's the news. Not a moment before time.
John, stop it!
That's 12 o'clock.
You're killing us, John. Stop it, please. Well, no, go home now. You've got enough.
American historians have discovered what they think is the earliest recording of the human voice, made on a device which scratched sound waves onto paper blackened by smoke. It was made in 1860, 17 years before Thomas Edison first demonstrated the gramophone, and featured an excerpt from a French song, Au clair de la lune. The award-winning screenwriter Abby Mann has died at the age of 80. He won an Academy Award in 1961 for Judgment at Nuremberg. Abby Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a police detective called the character on whom a long-running TV series was eventually based.
It's 10 minutes past eight. Fighting between Shia militias and Iraqi government forces is...
And now time for one of my all-time favorite radio bloopers. There's a very famous program that airs on the CBC in Canada called As It Happens. In the 1970s, Barbara Frum was one of the hosts of the programs. Now, back then, the show was done live. Now, like many things in the 1970s, when you were making international phone calls, well, sound quality was not always something that you can count on. Now, what happens when you take the sound quality of a poor international phone line and somebody who is hard of hearing? And, well, they just grew the largest cabbage in the world. It was a bit of a kicker story that they did on the program. Now, this is a clip that was floating around the CBC for many years because it was broadcast live and went on for about 3 minutes. And almost everybody in the CBC newsroom in Toronto and also in Montreal and even at Radio Canada International had a copy of this classic recording.
How big is big in a cabbage?
It is 5 foot across the top, you know. And it was...
5 foot?
Across from one leaf to the other, you know, across the top, 5 feet wide.
So if you measure around the circumference?
No, straight across.
You mean if you cut it in half, it'd be 5 feet across?
Pardon?
If you cut it in half?
Aye.
Would it be 5 foot across?
Pardon?
Hello?
Hello?
If you stand up next to your cabbage, where does she come to on you?
Up to my breast.
No kidding. You could roll that down a hill and kill somebody.
Huh?
Oh. You could roll that cabbage down a hill and it would kill somebody.
When?
Have you cut it yet?
I dismantled it anyway. I just saved off it, you know. But there are plenty more of the same thing.
How did you dismantle it?
Pardon?
Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
How did you dismantle it?
We pulled the leaves off it and cut it down in parts. There's a big heart in the centre, you see. And the heart was about 30 pound weight or 40 pound weight, you know.
Mr. McLaughlin, what do you feed your cabbage?
Pardon?
What did you feed your cabbage?
I don't hear you, please. What did you say there?
Mr. McLaughlin, I haven't got the strength for you today. I'm sorry. Why don't we call you on Monday?
I'm even working Monday.
You're working Monday.
You gotta come over to see it.
What did you feed the goddamn cabbage? You didn't hear that either, I suppose. What did you feed the goddamn cabbage?
I sent you a picture of it.
I don't want a picture of it.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you fed it.
Huh? Pardon?
I want to know what you fed it.
I fed it?
Yes.
I tried to talk to it.
Say it again.
I talked to it in Gaelic.
I know you talked to it in Gaelic, but you must have fertilized it or something.
No. I just talked to it every day.
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Pardon?
I hope the cabbage's hearing is better than yours.
Do you want to send me a picture of it?
Why not? Sure.
All right.
Mr. McLaughlin?
Hello?
Bye.
Absolute classic. Barbara Frum interviewing a farmer in the United Kingdom who grew the largest cabbage. Well, combining the cabbage, a very bad phone line, and problem with hearing, well, it was obviously radio gold. Now, something that I do, if I'm not going to be around, but there's a program that I want to hear, is I'll set up my timer and have the program recorded, then listen to it when I come back. Now, this was the case, actually, with a special discussion that was on the BBC World Service. Well, I got back that evening and transferred the file to my iPod, and was listening to it in the car as I was driving off somewhere else. And I couldn't believe what I heard. And I should mention it was a one-hour show. Now, this was exactly what was broadcast.
Why did Britain have the Glorious Revolution in 1688 and not Spain? Because surely to the people that lived in Spain, the coercive and arbitrary intervention of authority was equally. Is there a general rule for institutional formation, or do we have to sort of resort to a rather unsatisfying combination of contingent historical factors? I think there's nothing unsatisfying about it.
Yes, now we just heard what happened, and it didn't just happen once. It happened again.
It's a very fine, expensive and perpetual, huh?
Right. Yeah. I think that's even an even bigger problem in the United States than here. In the United States is such that one can say they no longer have the rule of law there.
Well, something certainly wasn't working right that night. And I thought that perhaps it was my digital recorder, but no, a lot of other people heard exactly the same thing. So there was something obviously wrong with the computer that night. Now, words. Something that you kind of have to watch out for, because the word could have a totally innocent meaning, but sometimes there's a lot of double entendre involved. Now, this is from a BBC regional program, and I don't know how the presenter kept doing this and saying this, keeping a straight face.
Hello, Clive Connor here with Music and Memories. Our theme for this week is Come, spelt C-O-M-E. But to start the program, we have an entirely different spelling of that word, because it's Tommy Handley, singing Come Pretty One Come.
Well, I can tell you one thing. If I was the one presenting that program, I would certainly not be able to keep a straight face. Those who listen to PCJ Radio International know that sometimes we like to do little parodies. Now, there was one that we did, I think, approximately 2 years ago, where we created a radio show of what it would sound like if we brought together Ian McFarlane, Jonathan Marks, Victor Gunatelica, Arnie Coto, and Glenn Hauser. Now, we had a song that we featured in that that a number of you wanted to hear again. So here it is. It's our little parody of Glenn Hauser, host of World of Radio, and Mr. Charlie Oscar 2 Kilo Kilo, Arnie Coto, singing a song together. Yes, they fight all the time, but they put their differences aside to sing this number. Here they are doing Cuban Pete.
Come on, Glenn, let us put our differences aside. No more nitpicking. Let's do this song together, okay?
Okay, Arnie. I'll try my best. I have no rhythm.
Don't underestimate yourself, Glenn. Here we go. They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play my maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete. Arnie Coto is my name. And I go and I dance and I chick-chicky-boom, chicky-boom, chicky-boom. Glenn, to you.
Okay. I'm excited. It's true. With Arnie Coto, we are one but two. We have our differences, but it doesn't matter. We all care about the same thing. I'm Mr. Glenn Hauser, and Arnie Coto's my thing.
Ha! You see, Glenn, it is very simple. Yeah. Chicky-boom, chicky-boom, chicky-boom. Boom, chicky, boom, chicky, boom, ba, boom, boom, ba, doom. My name is Arnie Coto. I'm your friend in Havana. My name is Arnie Coto. Charlie Oscar 2 Kilo Kilo. Ha ha!
Arnie, should be my turn next. I really want to sing another part of the song. I'm getting very excited. Let's cha cha. Oh ho. Ha ha. Yes, oh yes. Ha ha. Hee hee. Ho ho. Ha ha ha.
Okay, Glenn, let's just swing it! Ha ha ha! Chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom, chicky boom!
Well, that's how we think a duet would sound between Arnie Coto, host of DXers Unlimited on Radio Havana, Cuba, and Glenn Hauser, host and producer of World of Radio. And by the way, if either of them are listening right now, it's certainly not meant to be offensive or anything. It was just a bit of a giggle, and I hope that you had a giggle out of it as well. Now, this program itself has had its share of bloopers. How many of you remember this one? Yes, hello. I wish to speak to Mr. Bruno Barth.
Oh, sorry, please. Here's the Center of Radio and Energy Technologies from the historical radio station Nauen. My name is René Schulze. I know RBI Radio Berlin International is a partner of us. RBI have found the association.
So this is not Bruno Barth who I'm speaking to then?
Bruno Barth was the founder of Radio Berlin International. And his work is closed. Radio Berlin International is a new part of the Association Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, Nauen. That's the big transmitter station. Nauen is the big transmitter station where RBI was in the historical, have transmitted this program, and in the future will be RBI transmit a new program over shortwave, and Bruno Barth was the founder. Bruno Barth is an old, very old man from RBI, and his last work was the founding of an association with the name Center of Radio and Energy Technologies, known.
Okay, then. Well, thank you.
Now, to summarize it
thank you very much.
Briefly, some of you may know that there was this rumor going out online about Radio Berlin International coming back. There were websites, blogs, and all kinds of information being sent out. Well, we first interviewed Bruno Barth. And then we wanted to do an update, so we called back the same number, and the same person who was Bruno Barth before became René Schulzer. And we even checked the address that was given in Berlin, and there was an old woman living at the address who was tired of letters coming for Radio Berlin International. Well, after we ran that story, guess what happened? All those blogs went down, and that was it. Never heard anything again.
Ah, yes, Radio Berlin International. For some strange reason, I'm actually kind of wishing that it would all kind of come back. I mean, not the real Radio Berlin International, but the Bruno Barth thing. I mean, can you imagine what's going to happen next? Yes, Radio Moscow is returning to the airwaves, and Joe Adamov will be presenting Moscow Mailbag. That'll be certainly interesting. Anyway, we hope you enjoyed our year-end program where we take a listen to various radio and television bloopers. If you want to get in touch with us, our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. That's mnp@pcjmedia.com. Now, let me tell you a little bit about the first show for 2017. Our special guest on the program will be BBC Foreign Affairs correspondent and editor John Simpson. Yes, John Simpson will be right here on the program next week. So on behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International and Media Network Plus, I'm Keith Perron wishing you all a very happy new year, and I hope that, well, things are good in 2017. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perron wishing you well, saying so long, take care, 73 and 88 to the ladies.
It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo-Dee-Doo, 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 love. It is such a good night to kiss. It is such a good night to dance. It is such a good night to Scooby-Dee-Doo.